Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month, U.S. Ambassador to Malawi, Virginia Palmer, announced a new United States donation of $23 million to assist the Malawian people in need of humanitarian food assistance. This additional donation is in response to the Malawi Vulnerability Assessment Committee's report that 6.5 million Malawians need humanitarian food assistance to alleviate suffering through March 2017. All of these funds will be channeled through the United Nations World Food Program. Of the $23 million, $18 million will be used to help fill deficits in pulses and super cereals needed for the 2016-2017 Food Insecurity Response Plan, while $5 million will be used to purchase ready-to-use therapeutic food for HIV patients currently being treated with antiretroviral therapy, or ART. The latter is particularly important to preserve gains made to date in HIV treatment, as malnourished patients tend to discontinue ART without access to food to ameliorate the treatment's side effects. To further preserve development gains in other sectors, the United States government has also reprogrammed $12 million of previously planned investments in agricultural development and climate change adaptation programs. These were longer-term investments that now have been redirected to enhance the United States' responsiveness to the dire food security situation Malawi currently faces. They are primarily food-for-work activities, whereby beneficiaries will receive food for their contributions to resilience-building measures, such as afforestation, soil and water conservation, and small-scale irrigation. The additional assistance made available to Malawi brings the United States' total contribution to the 2016-2017 Food Insecurity Response Plan to nearly $118 million, equivalent to about 30% of the plan's $395 million estimated cost. Ambassador Palmer added that the United States will continue to work with the government of Malawi to break the cycle of food insecurity. The United States government continues to stand by Malawians in their time of need. But together, said Ambassador Palmer, we recognize that policy and market predictability are critical if Malawi's farmers are to become entrepreneurs, if agribusinesses are to invest, and if Malawi is to transform its agriculture sector from a source of vulnerability to an engine for growth.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.